Central Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to Glidden-Ralston High School for tonight's Class 1A Region 1 girls basketball postseason game. It is the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats entertaining the Rockets of Peyton Chardin, two of our area schools scoring off here tonight. Peyton Chardin coming in 4-17 on the season. They are 2-3, though, in their last five games. Actually, 2-3 in their last three games, picking up wins over Arweva and Storm Lake St. Mary's. For Glidden-Ralston, they come in tonight at 12-9 on the season. They are also 3-2 in their last five games, picking up a win over Storm Lake St. Mary's as well, their last time out. The winner will be back in action coming up Tuesday. They take on the winner of the game going on down in Manning tonight as IK Manning is hosting Arweva. We've got Casey Miners down there bringing you that broadcast. We'll talk about both of these teams more when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate right here on Kit 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here tonight on Kick 106.7. Chad Blankman with you again over here in Glidden. Of course, it is girls postseason basketball action tonight. We've got four of our area teams in action, all four of them covered across our Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network stations. Again, Peyton Chardin coming in under head coach Tom Kennedy. They are 4-17 on the year. Eric Yelly, in his first year as the head coach for Glidden-Ralston, has got his Wildcats playing good. Very young team at 12-9 on the season. Now, Glidden-Ralston leads this series 26-12 since 2007. They've actually won 10 in a row, including the two matchups earlier this year, winning 51-16 and 64-30. The last win for Peyton Chardin came back in 2021 when they picked up a 70-36 victory. But I think Peyton Chardin coming off probably one of their best performances the other night in that victory over Arweva. Ava Minahan had a really solid defensive game. Eden Smith and Olivia Smith were really good. And Ella Tassler had her best game of her career. The junior was named our Culver's player of the game. She was fantastic. They're a good defensive club. They really rebound the ball pretty well. Kalia Minahan, Eden Smith, and Olivia Smith, all good rebounders. They got some really good play off of the bench that night as well from Holly Miller and Chloe Happy. Happy and Miller, I think, really talented young players and freshmen and a sophomore, and I think they've got a nice future. Happy, a really strong offensive rebounder, and that's been a key for her. For the Wildcats, this is kind of a group of, you got your seniors, and then you got kind of got a sprinkling in of some you know, middle classmen, I mean juniors and sophomores, and then an extremely talented freshman class. I feel for Coach Yelly in the fact that he's got probably 6, 7, 8 girls that could start on this team. That's how much depth that they've got, especially with the younger kids. But you can only put 5 out on the floor to start a ball game. So that's been one of the strengths of this team, is these groups of kids and the different ages have really gelled together this year. Early in the season, Chloe Peters was playing outstanding, as was Cassidy Wink. You've seen Olivia Squibb, who's been really good on the offensive glass for them this year, has really come on. Jenna Subert, after the Christmas break, has been absolutely on a tear and playing great. Brent Rinzi has done a really nice job for them. Allison Snyder does a lot of the little things that don't always get noticed, and then they get help as well off of the bench from a couple of freshmen inside and Kerrigan Wink and Kennedy Toff. So lots of talent to go around on this Wildcat team, and I think you're going to just see this team continue to grow and get better. Peyton Jernan coming in, scoring 29 points per game. Glenn Ralston at 51 points per game. Peyton Jernan gives up 50 points per game, while Glenn Ralston is giving up 44 points per ball game. Let's look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Tom Kennedy and the Peyton Jernan Rockets, they're going to start a 5'3 senior and Ava Minahan, a 5'6 junior, and Kalia Minahan, a 5'6 freshman, and Eden Smith, a 5'7 junior, and Olivia Smith, and a 5'5 junior in Alla Tassler. And again, 4 underclassmen, technically only 1 senior starter as well for Peyton Jernan. For Glenn Ralston, their head coach Eric Yelly, they're going to be starting a 5'7 senior in Cassidy Link, a 5'7 sophomore in Olivia Squibb, a 5'5 freshman in Jenna Subert, a 5'5 freshman in Chloe Peters, and a 5'7 freshman in Bryn Renzi. That's a look at our starting lineups here tonight. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And, of course, we're always coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. And we will have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up in the postgame here tonight as well. We'll step away for our national anthem. We're back with a tip-off of tonight's game coming up for you next right here on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Nice crowd on hand here tonight for our girls' basketball postseason coverage. A lot of people in Glenn Ralston wearing pink here tonight, but of course they are in their home white jerseys tonight with the black and kind of the yellowish color down the sides with blue Wildcats on the front back with blue numbers as well. For Peyton Jernan, they're in their gray uniforms with the orange Rockets on the front with orange numbers on the front and back and some white sprinkled on the uniform as well this evening. Now, both of these teams, again, struggle a little bit from the floor. Glenn Ralston shooting 34%, Peyton Jernan at 25%, both pretty even in a lot of the other numbers it is, though. Glenn Ralston leading the rebounding edge, and that could be an important part for them here tonight. They'll win the opening tip. Wildcats coming at me on the stage down here. Peyton Jernan going to open up in a man-to-man. Renzi with it over on the left side. We'll feed it now to Subert, left side, top of the key, penetrates in, gets in the lane, runner up, no good. A rebound battled for, and it's going to be Subert tipping it off of Eden Smith. It's going to stay with Glenn Ralston. in the Super again. She has been on a flat tear since right after the holiday break. She has been outstanding for them. She'll look to inbounds down on the baseline. They box it up around the lane. They'll find Cassidy Wick, penetrates in the lane, back down to Subert on the left side. Subert will drive in, shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul going to go against Peyton Sherdan. And that looks like it's going to go, I think, on Kalia Minahan. And that is going to be number one. Her and Olivia Smith were both there defensively. It will go on Minahan. So that'll be her first. Jenna Subert heading to the free throw line. The 5'5 freshman, a 66% free throw shooter on the season. And the first one on the way is up and good. So Subert will put Glidden Ralston in the lead to start with. Glidden's had a tough schedule here down the stretch of things. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Ella Tassler. Her first rebound of the game. Subert going 1-2 at the line. Eden Smith will bring it up. Glidden Ralston going to open up in a man-to-man. They'll get it to Olivia Smith inside. Her shot up, no good, but the rebound tipped in to Olivia's hand. With two Smiths, we'll try to call them by their first name, and then Olivia Smith is going to give us our first lead change as she knocks down that 14-footer, and that is going to put Peyton Sherdan on top here 2-1. Olivia Squibb, who's been very good again on the offensive boards, brings the ball up, finds Chloe Peters. Peters drives in, ball is stripped away, it's loose, it ends up into the hands of Cassidy Winker, shot at the rim up, no good. Eden Smith will clear the rebound. We'll try to flip it up, and Chloe Peters comes up with the steal, and Peters will flip it up over the rim as she stole that one right in front of the rim, lays it up and in, and it's a 3-2 lead now in favor of Glidden Ralston. And the Minahan shot on the other end as the Rockets push the ball down the floor and get it down there quickly. They do not come up with the basketball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Rockets. It'll be Glidden Ralston basketball. Wildcats up 3-2, 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Peters again brings it up, gets it up near the half-court line. Works it now up top to Subert. Subert with the basketball. Brenna traits down the right side, now brings it back up top. Spins to the free throw line. She'll find Squibb. Squibb drives down, and the runner is up and good. And the bucket that time, excuse me, that was Cassidy Wink with the basket. Wink with the left-handed layup, and that's going to make it now a 5-2 lead in favor of Glidden Ralston. We've got another foul here. Actually, a turn. Nope, there is a foul. That's going to go again on Kalia Minahan, but she'll pick up her second. So Kalia Minahan with two quick ones here. Wildcats up, 5-2. Subert with it up top, gets the lane, drives down. Nice block that time by Olivia Smith. Ella Tassler came up with a rebound, gets it back off to Olivia. Now over to Eden, her right-handed layup on the other end up no good, and there is Squibb. But the first rebound here tonight for Glidden Ralston. Subert off to Peters, and the layup is up and good. Jenna Subert will pick up the assist. Chloe Peters with her second bucket, and it's a 7-2 lead for Glidden Ralston. Bounce pass to Olivia up top. Again, we'll try to call the Smith girls by their first name so you know which Smith I'm talking about. Olivia, backdoor cut by Minahan, cuts down the left side. Bounce pass, she'll find it, caught off that time by Squibb. Goes back out to Minahan, three from the left side up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be taken out of there by Wink, now off to Squibb. Squibb up the left side for the Wildcats, penetrates in, jump stop in the lane, finds Wink cutting in on the left side. The layup is up, no good. Tassler with another rebound, her third of the night for the Rockets. She'll run it up the left side. Subert running along with her. Subert nearly comes up with the steal. Now the ball knocked into the backcourt. Minahan's going to pick it up, but it is going to be an over and back. Going to go against Peyton Sherdan. Chloe Happy going to check into the ballgame. She'll check in for Minahan for Peyton Sherdan. Happy again, a talented freshman, pretty athletic, strong on the glass, 5'8". Squibb will inbound down underneath the basket. Wildcats will box it up around the lane. They lob it into Renzi out high on the right side. Renzi lobs it down into the corner now to Squibb. Her three from the corner up no good. Jenna Subert with the weak side rebound, and the putback is up in good. Caught it about 4 foot from the rim over on that baseline and just flipped it right back up. It's a 9-2 lead now for the Wildcats, and now we get a steal by Squibb. Her first and the second for the Wildcats. She'll push it, leaves it off for Renzi on the left side. Renzi out to Wink, 16-footer on the way, up no good. Weak side rebound, it's battled for. We're going to have three players going to the floor. Great hustle by Ava Minahan, Chloe Happy, and of course Jenna Subert as well. Possession arrow will favor Peyton Sherdan. Holly Miller, another talented sophomore coming into the game for Peyton Sherdan. She'll check in now for Tassler. Eden Smith to inbound down on the baseline. Both of these teams, I think, got pretty good futures. Long pass, they've got Olivia Smith out in front of the back. Brent Renzi hustling back. Smith's layup, it's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Chloe Peters, her first. She'll feed it off to Squibb, cutting in left side. Eden Smith comes up with a block. Holly Miller with the rebound. Ahead now to Olivia Smith. She'll spin down the right side. Peters cuts her off. 4:20 to go first quarter. 9-2 Glidden Ralston with the lead. Eden Smith's long jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound again to Squibb. Ahead to Renzi on the right side. Renzi penetrates in, leaves it off. Nice pass to Peters for the layup as Bryn Renzi will pick up the assist. Now we're going to get a timeout called as Chloe Peters has got her third bucket. It's an 11-2 lead right now for Glidden Ralston. Peyton Chernan wants to talk it over. We'll step away with them back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Quick start here for Glidden Ralston as they have jumped up 11-2 here on the Peyton Chernan. Rockets will inbound it down here on the baseline. Wildcats coming back out with some full-court pressure. Holly Miller looking to get it inbounds. Ella Tassler back on the floor. They'll get it into Chloe Happy. Happy looking to bring it up. Chloe Peters are right there to defend. They'll get it to Tassler, the point guard. She'll break some pressure, gets down to the free throw line. Jenna Subert comes up from behind, blocks the shot. Chloe Peters with the rebound. Ahead now to Squibb, and the layup's up in good on the other end. So Peters with the assist, Subert with the block shot, and Squibb with her first bucket. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. It's a 13-2 lead here in favor. Lynn Ralston with the basketball, 13-2 lead. Working on some issues on our game on KKRL. Just got them fixed, so we're all good to go here. 3:45 to go first quarter. Jenna Subert with it, defended by Happy Outtop. Works it now off to Allison Snyder, who has checked in. Kick pass over to Renzi left side. Renzi's driving in. Back to our cut for Peters. Renzi with another assist. Chloe Peters has got eight here early. And it's a 15-2 lead now in favor of Glenn Ralston. Olivia Smith down the right side, loses it, picks it up now on the wing, finds the cutter Tassler down the right side, and Tassler will knock down the jumper. A good pass that time by Smith. Ella Tassler with a really nice cut. That'll stop the run here for Glidden Ralston. That'll make it to 15-4. Squibb going to fire up a three off the right wing. Up no good. Weak side rebound taken down by Eden Smith. Her second. Chloe Happy penetrating into the lane. Peyton Chernan trying to be aggressive now, coming out of the timeout, getting into the lane. That's going to go against the Wildcats. That is going to go on Jenna Subert, number one on her, the first here on the Wildcats. Inbounds pass to Eden Smith, her three up no good from the left wing. Jenna Subert with the rebound. Subert will run it up the floor. Kick pass over to the right wing now to Renzi. Renzi penetrates down on the baseline, cut off. Bounces it now off to Squibb. Squibb comes off a screen by Snyder, bounces it up top to Subert. Subert's going to be bumped and fouled, and that's going to go on Olivia Smith. Olivia picks up her first, team foul number three, against the Rockets. Cassidy Wink going to check in now for Jenna Subert. 2:41 to go first quarter, 15-4. Kalia Minahan, who's been battling a cold, she says, the last couple of days, chatted with her briefly. She checks back in for Chloe Happy. Got a chance to talk to some players on both of the teams as they were getting ready to warm up before the game. Both local teams, so I know all the kids pretty well. Peters gets it off the wing. Now over to Renzi. Three on the way from the left wing. That one is a long squib, trying to hustle to save the rebound, but unable to do so. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Rocket basketball. And the Peyton Chernan boys basketball players over here. Got the Glidden boys over here to my left as well. Eden Smith Gets it in. Now work it into Kalia Manahan. Ahead to Tassler, handling the pressure pretty well. Left side to Olivia Smith. Her three on the way. It's short. Rebound taken out of there by Ava Minahan. Back out. The jumper by Tassler up no good. Minahan with her second rebound. Ball is now loose on the floor. Minahan goes down along with the Wake. The ball pops out. It's going to be picked up by Kalia Minahan. And I think we're going to get a reach-in foul going to go against Glidden Ralston. And that's going to go, I think, on Cassidy Wake. Oh, Olivia Squibb going to pick up her first. Team foul number two. Rockets inbound on the baseline. Squibb tips the pass, but right to Kalia Minahan. Left elbow jumper up, no good. Minahan hustles, trying to get the rebound. It's tipped into the hands of Allison Snyder. Snyder over to Renzi. Renzi will penetrate in. Off now to Peters. Right wing three up, no good. Weak side rebound to Snyder. Kick out pass. Winks jumper up, no good. Peters battling for the rebound, but she is going to be standing on the baseline. They're going to call a jump ball, though, before that. And the possession is going to favor Glidden Ralston. So a break that time for the Wildcats is Peters' foot was on the baseline, so she should have been out of bounds touching the ball. Inbounds pass now to Peters up top. She'll penetrate down the lane. Kick out pass left side. Wink penetrates in. Lob pass inside to Squibb. Knocked away from behind by Eden Smith. Squibb will pick it up. Then going to be tied up by Olivia Smith. And the jump ball possession this time will favor Peyton Sherdan. Both teams playing really fast here early on, sometimes a little bit out of control. Eden Smith looking to get it in. We'll lob it in out of Olivia. Tipped by Renzi, but Passler will come up with it for the Rockets. She'll dribble down left side of the floor. Stops left side, top of the key, picks of the dribble. Gets it off to Kalia Minahan. 23-footer up and good. Kalia Minahan drains the long three. Peyton Sherdan right back into this one. As they trail it here, 15-7. Squibb over on the left side, picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Now finds Peter in the left corner. Squibb will cut down through. Peters penetrates in, cut off on the baseline, and she is going to bump into Ava Minahan, drags the pivot foot, and going to be called for the travel. Jenna Subert checking in, as is Kerrigan Wink, the 5'8 freshman. Renzi and Squibb will check out for the Wildcats. Chloe Happy checking back in for Peyton Sherdan. Rockets have pretty much played the two that mainly come off the bench. You'll see Isabel Wright coming in as well. She's an athletic youngster as well. Tassler loses the dribble, picks up. Good pressure by Peters. Pass is caught by Eden Smith as she gets it across half court. Now over to Kalia Minahan. Drives in. Shot is blocked. It's going to end up going out of bounds. And it'll be last touch by the Wildcats. Peyton Sherdan will inbound down on the baseline with Tassler. They'll put two on the elbow. Happy in the middle lane. Minahan out on the left wing. Minute 5 to go here in the first quarter play. They get it to Happy on the left wing. Peters will pick her up, bounce pass to Tassler. It's a loose on the floor. Now we're going to get a jump ball as Wink that time tying up. And the jump ball possession arrow this time will favor Glidden Ralston. 59.3 remaining here in the first quarter of play. 8-point lead right now for Glidden Ralston. Chloe Peters with 8 points. Snyder will find Peters over on the right side, down to the baseline. Wink attacking, runs in Happy. The layup's up, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It was fought for between Minahan and Snyder. It's going to go out of bounds off of Snyder, and it will be Peyton Sherdan basketball. Good hustle by both players that time. Minahan and Snyder going for it. Eden Smith will get it into Kalia Minahan. Two Minahans on the floor as well. Kalia and Ava will try to call them by their first name. Ava with it now left side. Up top to Eden. Eden, right side, top of the key, penetrates on the right side. Ball knocked away by Peters, picked up, though, again by Eden. She'll dribble it out on the right wing, picks up the dribble. Now up to Ava, over to Kalia. Kalia lost it, now either gather it in, penetrates down the right side. We're going to get a double dribble on Kalia Minahan. Wildcats will have 22.6 seconds to work with in this first quarter. Holly Miller going to check into the ballgame here real quick. Also checking in is Brent Renzi, as Chloe Peters will check out. Ava Minahan checks out from Peyton Sherdan. No pressure for Peyton Sherdan, so Glidden will bring it up with it. Jenna Subert, she slides into that point guard role with Peters on the bench. Over to Renzi, back to Subert. Left side to Wink. Still 15 to go on the game clock. Over to Renzi on the right wing. Renzi wanting to skip pass. Nothing there. Now to Snyder. Back to Renzi. Down to 7. Over to Wink, left side. They get it to Snyder in the left elbow. Jumper and lane up no good, but she is going to be fouled on the play. That'll go on Chloe Happy, the 5'8 freshman, picking up her first. Allison Snyder, the 5'8 junior, will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 47% on the season. 15-7. Glidden's been stuck on that 15 mark since about the 3.5 minute mark. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Snyder breaks the scoreless drought for Glidden Ralston. She'll make it a 16-7 lead. Second free throw coming up here for Snyder. Peyton Chernan will have 3.3 seconds to work with. Shots up no good. Rebound tipped out. Gathered in by Eden Smith. She'll shoot one from half court at the buzzer. It is up and no good. And it'll be Glidden Ralston on top 16-7 as we head to the second quarter in 1 minute right here on Kick 106.7.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Peyton Chardin with the basketball as we start the second quarter of play. Ella Tassler will bring it across half court. Defended out there by Jenna Subert. Looks for Kalia down on the right side. Has to catch it. Goes down to a knee and then ends up dragging that pivot foot just a little bit. That is going to make it now. Glidden Ralston basketball. Squibb inbounds it over now to Subert. Gets it up across half court. Back over to Squibb. Over to Renzi on the left side. Down to Subert. She's going to fire up the three from the left corner. That up and good. Bryn Renzi with three assists here in the ball game. Jenna Subert can shoot it really well from the outside. Wink tips the pass that was intended for Kalia out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Peyton Chardin, 19-7 our score here. Inbounds pass comes to Tassler, nail half court over on the right side by the scoreboard. She'll dribble over the left side, hands it off to Kalia. Kalia into the lane, just inside the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is up in good for Kalia Minahan. She's got five, and it's now at 19-9. Peters over to Renzi left side, down to the baseline to Subert, back to Renzi, now to Peters on the right side, over to the right wing to Squibb. Squibb going to fire up the three. That one a little bit long. Kalia Minahan will come down with a rebound. Peyton Chardin's won the rebounding battle here. Glidden Ralston averages a few more rebounds per game, but Peyton Chardin is a good rebounding team. Eden Smith now over to Kalia. Kalia penetrates down the right side. Cut off that time by Wink. Looks inside. They'll find Tassler on the block. Nice pass over to the left block, and Eden Smith will lay it up and in. Ella Tassler with an outstanding look. She was on the right block, was double-teamed, and saw Eden was wide open on the other side. And now we're going to get a jump ball as Peters penetrates in. Olivia Smith going to tie her up. Rockets hanging around in this one right now, down 19-11, 6:36 to go in the first half of play. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame tonight. Culver celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Squibb flips the pass in on the inbound, gets it to Cassidy Wink. She's got four as Wink knocks down the 14-footer. And it's a 21-11 Wildcat lead as Olivia Smith drives down the right side, gets it out to Kalia. Kalia comes off a screen on that right side. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Squibb. Kalia Minahan that time trying to feed Eden Smith down on the right block. And nice job of coming over the top that time by Squibb, who was so quick defensively. Tassler lobs it in. Eden Smith, right side, top of the key, ball knocked away. Chloe Peters going to come up with the steal. Her second here in the ballgame. Lob pass from Renzi over the head that time of Squibb. And that ball comes up by me here on the stage. It was bouncing underneath the table. It'll be last touch by Glidden Ralston. Good hustle again by the Rockets to get back defensively. Told you, Peyton Chardin coming off probably their best performance of the season in that win over Arweva the other night. And now we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go on Jenna Subert. She had Ella Tassler trapped over on the sideline right by the Peyton Sherdan bench, but reached in. And the official standing right there, quick to blow that whistle. 21-11, Wildcats with the lead, 6:06 to go first half. And officials a little bit confused for a second. It's Peyton Sherdan ball. They were setting it up as it was Glenn Ralston's ball. And Olivia Smith again, it took off running, but the pass that time is over her head. It's going to end up going out of bounds. They had her if they don't lead her so much. And Glenn Ralston right now is, when they're playing on their pressure defense, they're allowing Peyton Sherdan, if they want to sprint down on the other end, and then they're trying to catch him. So they're going to have to figure out how to not let somebody get behind him here. Olivia Squibb over to Renzi on the left side. Renzi back up top now to Squibb over to the right side. Subert going to fire up a three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Are we going to get a jump ball as Wink and Smith, Olivia Smith, were battling for it? It's going to be a travel on Olivia Smith. So Smith grabbed the rebound. Wink reached in, got a hand on it. Smith then went to the ground. And it's going to be a travel call. Allison Snyder checking in. She'll check in for Jenna Subert. 5:48 to go here, first half play. Chloe Peters going to inbound right down in front of me here on the stage. Lobs it into Squibb, right side top of the key. Now over to Snyder, nice catch. Down to Peters, she'll drive in right baseline. Floater on the way up, no good. Rebound tipped out by Eden. And Eden throws it off of Snyder, but then it goes out of bounds off of Snyder. So good hustle by Eden Smith to save that possession and get it the ball over into the hands of Peyton Sherdan. Good hustle from both teams here tonight. Both these teams diving on the floor, doing whatever they need to. Della Tassel looking to bring it up. Good defense by Peters. They'll find Olivia near the half-court line. Olivia working against Renzi. Dump pass inside. That's going to be stolen away by Snyder. That pass was kind of to nobody, but then Eden Smith comes up with the steal. Now it's loose again, and it'll be Squibb coming up with the loose basketball. Wink, 16-footer off the right side. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound taken down by Olivia. And we're going to get a reach-in foul, going to go on to Glenn Ralston. Olivia with her third rebound of the night. That foul going to go on Chloe Peters, number one on the 5'5 freshman. Second foul against the Wildcats here in the quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Tassler, but that one out in front of her. And it's going to go out of bounds over by the Peyton Sherdan bench. Just couldn't quite reach out and get that one. So it'll be Glenn Ralston basketball. Tom Kennedy questioning where they're inbounding it. I think the official says that it went off the fingertip that time of Tassler, but couldn't get a hand on it enough to gather it in. Renzi with it over to Squibb. Squibb from the left corner started up the lane, then cut back down to the baseline, drives in. She's going to get herself fouled on the play. That's going to either, it's going to go on one of the two Smiths. Both went up to block the shot. That's going to go on Eden. The 5'6 freshman picks up her first. Squibb at the line. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. 5'7 sophomore is a 57% free throw shooter on the year. 22-11 now in favor of Glidden Ralston. Glidden, a 55% free throw shooting team, actually 57%. It's Peyton Sherdan that shoots 55. Squibb's second free throw up in good. But she goes 2-2. Wildcats are 4 of 6 at the line. Peyton Sherdan has not attempted a free throw yet. The largest lead of the game right now is 12, where it's at right now. Actually, it was 13 at 15-2. Holly Miller on the floor. They go deep to her. She'll catch it, takes it down on the right side, picks up the dribble. Now off to Ava. Ava Minahan off to Olivia on the right side. Olivia looks for Ava, catches her right elbow, jumper up no good. Ava hustles in to get her own rebound and then goes to the floor with the ball. And the travel is going to give it back over now to Glidden Ralston. 4:47 to go in this first half of play. Glidden jumped up 1-0. Peyton Sherdan took a 2-1 lead. Chloe Peters then scored to put Glidden back up 3-2. And they actually went up at one point 15-2. Olivia Squibb with a nice catch on the right side. Tried to split between three defenders. We're going to get a reach-in foul. That one's probably going to go on Ava Minahan. That's going to be the call. And that is going to be number one on her. Team foul number two against the Rockets. Chloe Peters going to inbound. They'll box it up around the lane. They lob it into Squibb. Over now to the corner to Chloe. Chloe's going to drive in her pass. She's actually going to step out of bounds. Good defense that time by the Smith sisters, as both of them were there. And they forced Chloe to step on the baseline. And Glenn Ralston a little frustrated right now with how, even though they're up 12, you can see the frustration. Deep pass, it's tipped. Snyder will come up with the steal. That's going to be the second steal for Snyder. Over to Peters, three on the way. It's up and good. So Chloe Peters with her first three tonight. The lead is extended to 26-11. Pressure again. And we're going to get a near steal, and now we're going to get a foul on Chloe Peters coming up from behind Ava Minahan. So Chloe Peters will pick up her second. She's got 11 here in the ballgame. Her first points are in the second half, that three here a moment ago. Kalia Minahan getting set to check in. Also checking in is Jenna Subert for Glenn Ralston. Chloe Peters will check out with her second foul. Olivia Smith also checking out for Peyton Trudan. Ava Minahan to inbound. Now if you hear me say Smith, it'll be Eden. Jumping the passing lane is Bryn Ramsey. She'll come up with a steal off to Allison Snyder. Snyder with it over to Squibb. Squibb gets it off now to Renzi. Renzi bounce pass inside the wing. Shot is up, no good. Battle for the rebound is tipped around. Ava Minahan comes up with it, and she's going to be fouled as Allison Snyder reaches in. Ava Minahan with four rebounds already tonight for Peyton Trudan. Comes in averaging three per game. Tassler will check in. Now she'll check in for Holly Miller. So it's Ella Tassler, Chloe Happy, Eden Smith, Kalia Minahan. And who's the fifth player? Now we get Ava Minahan back out onto the floor. That's the lineup for Peyton Trudan. They only had four out there for a moment. We'll give you the Glidden lineup here in just a moment. Ella Tassler breaks the pressure, penetrates down to the free throw line, kick pass over to Ava on the right side. Ava will pick up the dribble now over to Tassler. Tassler off to Kalia. Kalia's going to attack the right side, cut off nicely that time by Wink. They'll feed it to Tassler coming down the right side of the lane. The pass was low. It was off her feet, then off of her shins, and off of her hands and out of bounds. Olivia Smith to check in. Jenna Subert, Bryn Renzi, Olivia Squibb, Allison Snyder, and Kerrigan Wink on the floor right now for Glidden Ralston. Olivia Smith going to check into the lineup now for Eden Smith. So now if I say Smith, it'll be Olivia. 26-11, Wildcats with their largest lead here of the night. 3.5 to go first half. Renzi open left corner, doesn't take it, brings it up on the wing, up top to Squibb. She'll penetrate down the right side, floater on the way up, no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go on Olivia Smith. That'll be number two on Smith. Team foul number three on the Rockets here in the quarter. Squibb at the line to shoot two of two tonight. Free throw on the way up and good. Again, the winner of this one gets the winner of the IK Manning Arweva game going on KKRL. IK Manning up 16-1 after the first quarter in that game. Second free throw from Squibb. It's up. It is no good. Rebound tipped into the hands, though, of Snyder. Her putback is no good, and then ball's going to land out of bounds, but it'll be last touch by Chloe Happy. So it will be Glidden Ralston basketball. 27-11 right now, our score. Again, that pretty much a 14-0 run by Glidden Ralston early has been what has separated this game a little bit, but Peyton Trudan has fought back by as much as within seven. They nearly come up with a steal. Ella Tassler will come up with a loose basketball, and now it's stolen back by Squibb. She'll miss the shot, and the rebound taken out by Kalia Minahan. And we're going to get Kalia Minahan heading down to the free throw line. Is Squibb going to pick up the foul? So Squibb picks up her second, got her third steal here a moment ago. 3:11 to go. Chloe Happy going to check out. Olivia Eden-Smith wanted to check back in, but they're going to have Kalia Minahan shoot free throws down on the other end. And that is the fifth foul against Glidden Ralston here in this second quarter. So Kalia Minahan, the 5'6 junior, 54% free throw shooter on the season. First one is up, off the side of the rim, no good. Eden-Smith, Chloe Peters now checking in. As Bryn Renzi going to check out, Cassidy Wink sprints to the scorer's table. She'll check in now for Squibb. Second free throw coming up here for Kalia Minahan. Opening round of the postseason, Class 1A Region 1 here tonight. Second free throw, no good. Jenna Subert goes to the floor. Rebound taken out of there by Wink. Glenn Ralston looking to extend the lead. Kerrigan Wink drives in, leaves it a little bit short off the left baseline. Olivia Smith with her fourth rebound. She'll look to bring it up, crosses over against Wink, gets it up across half court, now spins, goes between the legs, gets it to Kalia. Kalia going to attack the free throw line. Ball knocked away by Subert into the hands of Snyder. Snyder going to attack. Shot is up, no good. Rebound loose, and it'll be taken in by Olivia Smith. Off now to Eden. Eden up the left side. Will penetrate down. Ball knocked away by Wink, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds off of Eden Smith. And it will be Wildcat basketball. Good defense that time by Wink. She just waited for Eden to get to her. And then Eden didn't have that protection arm out there. She just reached out and tipped it out of bounds. Eden tried to dive to pick it up, but it went off of her and out of bounds. Peters will bring it up. Finds it Wink. That's Cassidy Winker and Kerrigan both on the floor, so I'll try and call them by their first name. Snyder down to Peter, left quarter three. It's up long. Eden will come up with a rebound, her fourth for Peyton Sherdan. 2:15 to go first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Eden gets it up top to Olivia. Olivia gonna fire up the three. It's up and good. Her first three, the second of the night for the Rockets. It's 27 now to 14. Allison Snyder fires up a three off of the left wing. Shot up no good. Kassler will come down with a rebound, her fourth. Kassler to the free throw line. Out to Olivia, feeling it. Second three up good as well. Ella Kassler with the assist that time, her second of the ballgame. Olivia Smith with back-to-back threes. We've got a timeout. That lead was 15. It's down to 10. 27-17. We'll step away back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Sherdan right now on a 6-0 run. Has cut it within 10 here. They were down 27-11, so that's actually a 16-point lead. Allison Snyder down the right side. Bounces it up top to Peters. Over the left side to Cassidy. Her three on the way up, in and out, no good. Eden Smith clearing another rebound. And right now, Peyton Sherdan dominating the glass. They'll get it off to Olivia. Olivia bounces it over to Eden. Eden will push it up the right side of the floor. Stops, penetrates gun, kicks it off now to Tassler, back over to Olivia. Olivia going to spin. Her pass is tipped, but Happy will come up with it in the lane, and the layup's up in good. Chloe Happy, the 5'8 freshman, with her first bucket, and the lead is now down to 27-19. Olivia Squibb sets a check back in. Cassidy Wink with it. Wink over now to Bryn Renzi. They'll back away. She's going to shoot the three. It's up no good. Rebound tipped down. And into the hands again of Eden Smith. And again, the Rockets continue to dominate the glass here in the first half. Pass over now to Tassler. She'll track it down on the right baseline. Gets it off to Olivia on the right wing. Over to Happy left elbow. Back over to Olivia driving in. Comes to a jump pass. Stop. Over to Tassler. Three up, no good. The rebound again to Chloe Happy. Back inside to Tassler. Layup up, no good. And Wink will clear her second rebound. Kerrigan. For Glidden Ralston, Renzi driving in, draws some contact, and that's going to go on Olivia Smith, and that is going to be at number three, I think, on her. Bryn Renzi will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 12.5 remaining here in this first half of play. So Renzi at the line. Bryn, first attempt tonight, 47% on the season. Free throw on the way. It is up and no good. Glenn Ralston now just 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Kalia Minahan checks in. Olivia Squibb checking in as well. Olivia Smith and Allison Snyder, the two that checked out respectively. Renzi's second free throw coming up. It is up. It is good. And that'll stop an 8-0 run for Peyton Sherdan. 28-19. Eden Smith drives all the way down, gets down to the right block, picks up the dribble. Out to Minahan. 2 seconds left, down to Eden. Can she get a shot up? She will not. And the first half will come to an end with Peyton Sherdan trailing right now. Glenn Ralston up 28-19, but with the way this first half ended, you almost feel like Peyton Sherdan has the momentum going into the halftime. But it is a 9-point lead at 28-19 for Glenn Ralston. We'll step away. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Our halftime show brought to you here tonight by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Class 1A Region 1 postseason girls basketball, regional basketball tonight. Winner again will play Tuesday night against the winner going on right now between Arweva and, IKM Manning down at IKM Manning. Casey Miners down there bringing you that broadcast tonight. That one, again, over on 93.7 at KKRL. So we'll have that game covered as well coming up on Tuesday night as well, as we're guaranteed two of our area schools getting to play each other. Glenn Ralston has led most of this one, not the whole way, of course. They jumped up 1-0 on a bucket from Jenna Subert. Olivia Smith then put the Rockets up 2-1. Chloe Peters answered right away with the bucket on the other end to give Glidden Ralston a 3-2 lead. Wildcats went on a 14-0 run to lead it 15-2 at that point. It got chopped down to 15-7. It was 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. The Wildcats came out in the second quarter, extended that lead out to 26-11 on a bucket again from Chloe Peters as she hit a three. But it was an 8-0 run by Peyton Sherdan that got them right back into the ballgame as they pulled within 27-19 at one point. So an 8-0 run again for them to get right back into the ballgame. And it's 28-19 here at the halftime as Brent Renzi hit a free throw late to kind of stop that 8-0 run. But Peyton Sherdan dominating the glass. You probably heard me say that many a times in the first half. They are dominating less. I've got them with a 23-11 advantage on the boards in the first half. Glenn Ralston is rarely getting a second chance down here on their end, where I think Peyton Chernan's getting second chance opportunities on a fairly regular basis down on their end. Probably the difference has been on the defensive end. I've got Peyton Chernan with just two steals here in the first half, with Glenn Ralston with nine steals in the first half. So Glenn Ralston's been able to get out and get more possessions, and that's probably the reason why they've been able to build that lead. Peyton Chernan has outshot him for me on the three-point line, hitting three, to Glenn Ralston making just two in the first half. But every time it feels like Glenn Ralston's going to pull away, this Peyton Chernan team just not going away. They're fighting hard, and they rally back in the game. So it's been a fun first half. Second half should be fun as well. We'll have a look at our first half numbers when we come back after this quick timeout here on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
We get our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture and a banner put together of our player of the game. I'll get that up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later on tonight. Let's take a look at our first half numbers here for Peyton Chernan. Ava Minahan with four rebounds. Kalia Minahan, 5 points to go with two rebounds. Eden Smith with 2 points to go with six rebounds, a steal, and a block shot. Olivia Smith with 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ella Tassler, 2 points to go with 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Holly Miller with a rebound, and Chloe Happy with 2 points and a rebound. The Peyton Chernan Rockets go 0 of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. For Glenn Ralston, Cassidy Wink with 4 points to go with a rebound. Olivia Squibb with 5 points to go with 2 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals. Jenna Subert with 6 points to go with 2 rebounds and an assist, along with a block shot. Allison Snyder, 1 point, 3 rebounds and 3 steals. Chloe Peters with 11 points, a rebound, an assist, and 2 steals. Bryn Renzi with 1 point, 3 assists, and a steal. And Kerrigan Wink with 2 rebounds. The Wildcats go 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So Glidden's done a good job of dribble penetrating to get into the lane. Peyton Chernan's kind of doing the same thing on the other end. They're just kicking a little bit better. Glenn Ralston sometimes is dribbling themselves into pressure in the lane and then taking some tough shots, and didn't shoot it real well in the first half. We'll see what adjustments both of these teams make here in the second half. So, of course, pressure on both of these teams, with it being a postseason game. With Glenn Ralston, those starting three freshmen, this is their first ever regional game. So we'll see if they got that kind of those first half jitters maybe kind of out of the way. For this Peyton Chernan team, you got both of the Minahans and Olivia Smith and Tassler all had played a year ago on the varsity, so nothing new for them. It'll be interesting. With Glenn Ralston, didn't shoot a ton of threes. They were pretty patient. But again, I think the biggest thing that they're going to have to work on Even if they advance right now, they're probably going to get Ike Manning, who's up 37-12 right now at halftime over Arweva. Ike Manning's got really good sight. They like to pound it inside. They rebound extremely well. And if you're Glenn Ralston, if you hold on in advance, and this game's a long way from being over, you're going to have to be probably better inside against that ICAM Manning team if that's who you get on Tuesday night, because they will dominate you inside if they can. Rockets with the basketball as we start the second half. Ella Tassler is going to catch it. She'll bring it up against Chloe Peters. Wildcats going man-to-man. Tassler down on the right side. We'll get it off to Minahan, down to Smith in the corner. Smith, that's Eden Smith with it, brings it up on the wing, picks up the dribble, a little bit of trouble, up top to Ava, now over to Kalia, left side, top of the key. Kalia looking for some help, has the dribble, takes one dribble, top of the key, finds Tassler cutting down through, Chloe Peters with a block shot, Jenna Subert with the rebound. Squibb will push it up left side, over to Subert, three on the way up, good. Jenna Subert with her second three. Again, she was on a tear late in the year. And now we get the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of Peyton Sherdan with that pressure. Lynn Ralston, after the three, making it a 31-19 lead. We'll get it back. Bryn Renzi going to fire up a three. It's up and good. And here comes the Wildcats. Subert will pick up the assist. Renzi with her first three. They didn't shoot a lot of threes, but this is the way things have gone. It's been kind of Glidden taking charge early in the quarter, and then Peyton Sherdan closing the quarter on a charge. And now we get to Chloe Peters and Olivia Squibb. Squibb reaching in that time, tying up Tassler. The possession arrow will favor Glenn Ralston. Peters bringing it up, works it up across half court. They've got Renzi over on the right side. She'll find her. Skip pass back over to Peters, looking for a third straight three. That one up, no good. Kalia Minahan comes down with her third rebound. Off now to Tassler. 2-on-1 break. Chloe Peters is back. She'll tip the pass, but it ends up with Eden, who then travels with the basketball. Caught it, didn't completely have possession, but took a couple of extra steps trying to get that possession. And the turnover will give it back over now to Glenn Ralston. Jana Subert handling the point guard position this time. Chloe Peters spotting up down in the right corner. They'll get it to Squibb on the left wing. Back over now to Subert. As Peters setting the screen, three from the right side, top of the key, up no good. And Olivia Smith with her sixth rebound of the game, off now to Eden. Eden going to run it up the right side, penetrates in, backs away from Subert down on the baseline, jumper up no good, Olivia with the rebound, and a putback attempt is going to fall short, but she was fouled on the play. She'll go to the line to shoot two, and Olivia Squibb just picked up her third here in the ballgame, first against the Wildcats here in the quarter. Olivia Smith at the line has not attempted one tonight, but a good free throw shooter at 69%, and the free throw on the way, it is up in good. So a quick 6-0 spurt by Glenn Ralston on back-to-back threes from Jenna Subert and then Bryn Renzi. Olivia Smith, though, ends that run with the free throw. Second one on the way up, good as well. So that'll cut it back down to 13 at 34-21, and the Rockets still kind of hanging around. Squibb over to Peters on the left side, over to Renzi now on the left wing. Renzi picks up the dribble down to Squibb in the left corner. Back to Renzi. They go inside now to Wink, working on Olivia Smith. Kick out pass. Hubert's right wing three up, no good. And the rebound tipped around and corralled this time by Bryn Renzi, her first of the ballgame. Peters has it knocked away. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Ava Minahan, who is diving to try and tip that one away and ends up colliding with the legs of Peters. It'll go out of bounds, but the foul on Ava Minahan. We'll give it to Glidden Ralston. They'll inbound it to Chloe Peters near half court, picked up by Ava. Now over to Squibb. Squibb goes inside again to Cassidy Wink, and she's going to be fouled on the play. And if that's on Olivia Smith, who is defending her, I think that's four on Olivia Smith. Chloe Happy going to check in for her. That's the first against the Rockets here in the quarter, and that is four on Olivia Smith. Cassidy Wank at the line, 50% on the season. First one is up and good. 35-21. Second bucket, or second free throw, I should say, coming up here for Cassidy Wank. Cassidy coming in averaging 7.5 rebounds per game. The free throw on the way, it is up, it is no good. Rebound tipped around and corralled in by Ava Minahan. They find Ava now over to Kalia. Kalia attacks down the right side, picks up the dribble, nearly traveled as she came to a running stop, almost drug that pivot foot, and now jumping the passing lane is Bryn Renzi. They were looking to go up top. Renzi comes up with the steal, and now Coy Happy going to pick up the foul down on the other end. And you can see with a lot of this generation of kids, and I'm not making any kind of a bad statement here, they get frustrated when they get hauled for a foul when they block a shot because they blocked it clean up top, but they don't realize there was a lot of contact with the body, and that's all a part of it. So they think they get it clean as Renzi misses that first free throw, and they don't understand, and that's got to be taught at the younger levels, that body contact is what's getting the foul called on them. It's not that they're having any contact up top. Second free throw coming up here. It's on the way from Renzi. It's up and good. That'll extend it now to 36-21. Well, Tassler bringing it up, looks to penetrate in, almost stolen away by Cassidy, over to Kalia, her three up no good. Chloe Peters pulling down her second rebound, she'll push off to Subert. Subert down the right side, runner on the way up, no good, rebound tipped around, it's loose on the floor, it's going to go out of bounds, it'll be off of Eden Smith, and it'll stay with the Wildcats, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, we'll type up recap stories. Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps for both our girls' playoff games tonight for postseason girls' basketball and the four regular season boys' basketball games we got tonight. You'll find those on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. Allison Snyder knocking down the jumper off of the wing. The 5'8 junior with her first bucket. Largest lead of the ballgame now for Glidden Ralston at 38-21. And Tassler going to be called for the double dribble. Kennedy Toft getting ready to check in for Glidden Ralston, her first appearance, along with Squibb, who's coming back in. Cassidy Wink, Brent Renzi going to check out. Coach Yelly does a nice job of kind of rotating kids in. Like I said, he's got about 8 or 9 kids that can really play. And he kind of rotates everybody in so they can play hard all the time. Toft with it over now to Squibb. 17-footer off the right wing, up in good. Kennedy Toft with the assist, Olivia Squibb. Her second two-point basket of the night. She's got 7 points. 40-21 as Glidden Ralston starting to pull away. We're near the midpoint here in the third quarter. Just over 4.5 remaining. Pass in the lane. Knocked away by Squibb. Picked up that time by Subert. Subert will push it ahead over to Peters' left side. Attacks. And she will travel with the basketball. Came to a running stop. And Clea Minahan did a nice job of stepping out to take away her dribble penetration. Ali Miller now checking into the ballgame. She'll check in for Tassler. Eden Smith will take over the point guard role for the Rockets. 4:28 to go. We're in the third quarter. Largest lead of the ballgame right now for Glidden Ralston at 40-21. And now we get a timeout, an official timeout. I don't know if they didn't start the game clock maybe or something. They're looking up at the shot clock now. That's what it was. They started the shot clock too early. So they're going to reset it at 29 seconds. Kalia Minahan to inbound right over in front of the Glidden Ralston parents. Looks to get it in. We'll find Ava Minahan near the right elbow. Ava with it. Pass over the head that time of Eden. Allison Snyder coming up with the steal. Layup on the other end is up and good. Fourth steal of the ballgame for Allison, her second bucket. And it's a 42-21 lead for Glidden Ralston as they have doubled up now as Eden Smith penetrates in. Her shot up no good. And a whistle to foul, going to go inside. And that'll go, of course, on at Kennedy Toff, her first, the 5'10 freshman. Brent Renzi coming in for Squibb. Team foul number 2 against the Wildcats, but Eden Smith fouled in the active shooting. She'll head to the free throw line. 68% free throw shooter on the season. Ridgeview leading ESAC County in boys basketball, 34-8 at the halftime. Eden Smith's free throw is up and no good. So the Rockets have done a really nice job on the boards here in the game, but have struggled now from the line, just 2 of 5. Again, coming in as a 55% free throw shooting team. Second one up and good. So Eden hits 1 of 2 there, right around their average right now. 42-22. Glenn Ralston with the lead, under 4 to go here in the third. Jenna Subert with it right wing. Passes it to Snyder. Nice ball movement. They find Toft inside. Shot up no good. Happy got a piece of that one. And then the battle between Toft and Happy goes out of bounds. It's going to be Peyton Sherdan basketball. Olivia Smith going to check in with her 4 fouls. And she'll check in for Chloe Happy. 3:50 to go here, third quarter. Coach Kennedy's thinking it's the playoffs. We're down by 20 right now. You know, can't afford to have one of my best players on the bench. Eden Smith penetrates in. Takes one up off the left side. Shot up no good. Allison Snyder with her fourth rebound. Off to Peters, who brings it up the left side. Back over to Snyder. Snyder back over to Peters on the left side. Peters with it. Back up top now to Subert. Subert left side, top of the E. Nice catch by Toft on the right elbow. Kick out pass to Renzi. Right wing three up no good. Kalia Minahan pulls in the rebound. Her fourth of the ballgame. Minahan now goes to the floor. The pass is going to go into the hands, and we're going to get a timeout called by Peyton Sherdan before that pass went to Olivia Smith. 3:17 to go, third quarter, 42-22. Glidden Ralston back in 30 here on Keck 106.7.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
We're planning to have a conversation with both of our coaches and a player from each team in our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up at the conclusion of this one. Right now, Glenn Ralston leading Peyton Sherdan by 20, 3:17 to go. Still third quarter. Long pass down again to Olivia Smith. Her shot is up no good. Allison Snyder with her fifth rebound. And now Kalia Minahan comes up with a steal. Her first, just the third steal for Peyton Sherdan. And now we're going to get a foul on Chloe Peters trying to come in from behind and make the steal. That'll be number three on Peters. Peters had a really big first quarter. She had eight in the first quarter. She's been at 11. She had 11 at the halftime. So the leading scorer for Glidden-Ralston has been shut down here a little bit as Holly Miller misses the three off the left side. Cassidy Wink pulls down her second rebound. Over now to Renzi. Ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Holly Miller going to come out of there with it for Peyton Sherdan. And now we've got a collision down on the other end. Kalia Minahan diving for the loose ball along with Eden Smith. And those two collided heads. They're both down on the floor inside the free throw line on the other end. Hopefully both of those young ladies are going to be all right. They've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step away with them. Back right after this here on Kick 106.7.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Great hustle by both Kalia Minahan and Eden Smith. Again, they collided heads down on the other end. The good news is both are up and both are walking off of the court underneath their own power. Eden is holding on to her head. Her and Kalia kind of hug each other right now. I think Kalia took it more in the forehead and Eden took it more kind of just up above the forehead on the right side. Right now, Eden sitting on the bench with assistant coach Bud Fagan. They're chatting with each other. I know Tony Naparelli, the AD here at Glidden-Ralston, went to get some ice. I'm assuming he walked out and headed towards the concession stand area. Peyton Sherdan with the ball. Ava Minahan with it. They'll get it over. Nope, Bryn Renzi jumps the passing lane. They were trying to find Olivia. The steal and the layup is up and good for Bryn Renzi. Bryn now with 7 points here in the ballgame. 44-22 in favor of Glidden-Ralston. Tassler will bring it down. Lobs it into Smith. Shot off the left side. It's up no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go against Glenn Ralston. And that's going to go, I think, on Allison Snyder. That would be number two on her. And that is going to be the call. Team foul number four on Glidden here in the third. Smith's free throw on the way is up in good. Olivia Smith now 3 of 3 at the line. 44-23. Second free throw on the way. It is up. It is no good. And the rebound taken down by Cassidy Wink. First miss tonight for Olivia from the line. Peters over on the left side gets it off to Squibb. Squibb drives in, floater up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Tassler. Get Tassler now with five boards off to Olivia. Olivia runs it up the left side of the floor, cut off by Renzi, spins into the middle of the floor. Now brings it down the left side. She's going to drive all the way in and get a shot. Nope. We're going to get a reach-in foul as Wink, Cassidy Wink, reaches in last second. She'll pick up the foul. It's going to be number one on her. That'll be the fifth foul, so we've got two free throws coming up here for Olivia Smith. She is 3 of 4 again from the line. Chloe Peters will check out. Jenna Subert back onto the floor for Glenn Ralston. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Bounces around the rim a couple of times and falls down through. 44-24 now in favor of Glenn Ralston. Second free throw for Smith on the way. This one up, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Snyder. Her sixth of the ballgame. Renzi will bring it up. Fine. Stops just inside the free throw line. Over to Snyder. Left elbow jumper. It's up, no good. Subert with the rebound. Her putback, no good. And Olivia Smith will clear her eighth rebound of the ballgame. Tassler runs it up the right side of the floor. Spins into the lane. Gets inside the lane. Now out to Olivia. Her three on the way up. Good. Tassler with another assist. Her third of the ballgame. Olivia Smith with her third three. She's looking to take over here for her team with couple of teammates injured. Shot up no good. Ava Minahan comes down with her sixth rebound. Ball is loose. Olivia will pick it up. Over now to Tassler. 5-0 run from Olivia Smith. Tassler finds Holly Miller left side. Holly will bring it up on the wing from the baseline. Back to Tassler. Penetrates down the left side. Cut off. About 10 feet away. Up top to Ava. Ava gets over to the left elbow. Up top to Tassler. Under a minute to go. Shot clock at 12. Tassler picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. Finds Ava. Ava, Minahan's jumper on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Subert. Subert will get it up across half court over to Cassidy Wink. She's going to fire up a three off of the break and knocks it down. Cassidy Wink with the three, her first three of the night. The lead back to 20 at 47-27, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Bryn Renzi. Renzi will pick up her first. That'll be the two more free throws coming up here. As again, Glenn Ralston over the five-foul limit here in this quarter. Smith at the line, 4 of 6 tonight. Free throw on the way. It is up and no good. Rolled around the rim. Hit pretty much every ounce of the rim. Eden Smith, Kalia Minahan checking back in. Allison Snyder checks out. His Toft will check in. Tassler and Holly Miller will check out for Peyton Cerdan. 26.6 left in the third quarter here. Free throw on the way by Smith. It is up, no good. Coming down with a rebound is Toft. Olivia Squibb coming up. You can hear Coach Yelly hollering out last shot. 17 to go here in the third quarter. Wildcats trailed once, and that was early. 2-1. They went up 15-2, but Peyton Cerdan keeps chipping away. But the lead has been now as big as 20. Renzi firing up a three, up no good. Long rebound. Ava Minahan chucks it out of bounds, and it's going to be, they're going to say, it's going to be Peyton Cerdan ball with 0.7 seconds remaining. So Eden Smith, nope, now Kalia Minahan going to inbound. Gets it in to Eden, and they will not get a shot off as the third quarter will come to an end. Glenn Ralston leading it here, 47-27. They kind of dominate that third quarter, outscoring Peyton Cerdan 19-8. Fourth quarter comes up in 1 minute here on Keck 106.7.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glenn Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Final 8 minutes of this one coming up for you here on Kick 106.7. Peyton Trudan with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, down by 20 against Glidden-Ralston. Nice pass from Olivia Smith to Eden Smith for the layup. Olivia picking up her third assist of the ball game. Eden with her second bucket. She's got 5 points on the night. 47-29 right now in favor of Glidden-Ralston. Squibb in a little bit of trouble over on the right side. Finds Peters, who had to try and save it from going over half court. The pass is tipped and stolen away. Kalia Minahan drives down. Her shot up off the rim, no good. Rebound going to go off Chloe Happy. It will be at Glidden-Ralston basketball. Wildcats have struggled here a little bit with the physicality of Peyton Trudan. They'll run into a team that's even more physical with I.K. Manning, unless something happens in that second half. I.K. Manning was up 37-12 on Arweva at the halftime over on KKRL. Stubert works it over to Squibb on the right side. Squibb finds Toft over and out of Kerrigan Wink. She's going to be fouled by Eden Smith, who is diving out there trying to come up with the steal. That'll be number two on Eden. That'll be the first foul against Peyton Trudan here in the quarter. 58-20 now in favor of Ikea Manning heading to the fourth. Jenna Subert tipped away by Kalia, picked up by Subert, off now to Snyder. Out high right side to the right wing to Wink. Cassidy drives in. All tipped and stole it away. Kalia Minahan with her third steal of the ball game. Peyton Trudan again competing really hard. Now Jenna Subert almost comes up with the steal. Olivia or Kalia goes down to the floor to save it. She'll be tied up by Subert. Jump ball possession arrow is going to favor Peyton Trudan. Glidden-Ralston. We're going to get a timeout. Coach Yelly, I don't know if he's real happy. Doesn't look like he's not happy, but I don't know if he's real happy with the start of this fourth quarter. We'll step away with him. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Point lead right now for Glidden-Ralston here in the fourth quarter. Peyton Trudan again continuing to fight. They've done a really good job on the backboards all game long. Glidden-Ralston's done a better job here in the third quarter and into the start of the fourth quarter after getting out rebounded 23-11 in the first half. Wildcats continue to win this one though with their defense. I've got them unofficially right now with 13 steals here in the game. Jenna Subert with it now over to Squibb, over to the right wing to Wink. They'll go inside now to Toff. Spins, finds the cutter. Chloe Peters for the layup. Great assist that time from Kennedy Toff. Chloe Peters with their first bucket here in the second half. 49-29 in favor of the Wildcats. Ava Minahan now over to Eden. Olivia cutting down through. Eden looking to drive, knocked away by Peters. Eden will pick it up. Flips it up towards the rim. Shot up, no good. Toft will clear the rebound over into the hands of Subert. Subert, skip pass over to Cassidy Wink. She drives in. Ball's knocked away, and we're going to get a foul. Going after it is Cassidy Wink. And that's going to be number two on her as she runs into Olivia Smith, who would come up with the loose basketball. First foul against the Wildcats here in the quarter. Bryn Renzi checking in now for Squibb. Glenn Ralston. Use some full court pressure in the first half. They haven't used it really here in the second half. Eden Smith will walk it up the floor. We'll go under 6 minutes left here in regulation. Eden flips it underneath to Tassler. Nice catch in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Chloe Peters will come down with the rebound, her third. Ahead now to Renzi. Renzi spins. Nice spin move, and the layup's up and good. dribbled down that left side and took it to the rim. The defense was there, and Bryn Renzi with a beautiful quick spin move, able to lay it up and in. Off of the glass, three-point shot from Eden Smith up no good. Chloe Peters with the rebound. She'll push it ahead. They get it back to Jenna Subert up top to Renzi. Renzi's going to drive in. Nice bounce pass underneath, and the layup this time is up and good for Kennedy Toth. Toth found her a little bit ago. Renzi with her fifth assist returns the favor. It's 53-21. Kalia Minahan shot up no good off of the right block. Jenna Subert with her sixth rebound. And now Carrie Cassidy Winks layup no good on the other end. Bryn Renzi comes down with a rebound. Pass, though, out is stolen away by Kalia Minahan. Two defenders back in both Renzi and Subert. Shot is up no good by Minahan, and the rebound knocked out of bounds off of Cassidy Wink. 4:55 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Holly Miller, Chloe Happy checking in. Olivia Squibb checking in. Eden Smith will check out. Jenna Subert will check out. Ella Tassler checking out. Kalia Minahan to inbound. Nope. And Kalia Minahan's going to have to check out of the ballgame. That'll get Isabella Rice in. Kalia struggling to walk off the floor. I don't know if it's from that shot she took in the head earlier. She's going to walk over to the bench. I don't know if she's got some blood, maybe. Nope, I just think she's tired, maybe not feeling real well. Lob pass from Miller finds Olivia Smith over on the right side, top of the key. She gets to the elbow. Nice pass inside to Happy, and she's going to be fouled on the play. And that ball is going to bounce up here on the stage. We'll see who jumps up here to get it. That's going to be Chloe Peters showing off that good jumping ability. I can't go do it because I'd have to take my headsets off. So Chloe jumped up here on the stage to go get it. Chloe Happy at the line. The 5'8 freshman, the 33% free throw shooter on the season, has not attempted one yet tonight. And the free throw on the way. It is up and no good. Largest lead of the game right now at 24 for Glidden-Ralston. Again, this was a 9-point game at halftime. They extended it to 20 in the third quarter. Free throw's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Cassidy Wink. Cassidy with her fourth rebound. They'll work it down to Renzi. Drives in. She's going to be tripped on the play. That'll be the second foul against the Rockets here in the quarter. That foul going to go against Chloe Happy. That's number three on her. Wildcats will inbound on the baseline. They're going to box it up on what we would call the left side of the floor. Squibb to inbound. Wanted to lob it up top. Nothing there. Now does. Left side top of the key to Cassidy Wink. Cassidy drives in, feeds it inside for Toth, and the layup is up in good. Cassidy Wink with the assist. Kennedy Toth with her second bucket. 55 now, 29 in favor of Glidden-Ralston. As again, they find their largest lead in a turnover for Peyton Sherdan. So things starting to fall apart a little bit here for Peyton Sherdan. Jenna Subert, Allison Snyder to check in. Chloe Peters will check out. Let's see who else they're going to have check out of the ballgame. It'll be Cassidy Wink. 4:22 left in this one. Again, if Glidden holds on, they'll go down to Ikea Manning next Tuesday to play in second-round regional action. We'll have that game covered for everybody. Lob pass underneath the Toth. Shot is up no good. Olivia Smith with her ninth rebound of the ballgame. Off now to Holly Miller. Holly has it knocked away by Subert, but Holly will pick it up. Going to be tied up by Squibb. Possession air will favor Peyton Sherdan. Olivia Smith right now is a rebound away unofficially from a triple-double. I've got her 15 points and 9 rebounds here in the game. She's had a really good game here. The inbounds pass comes to Happy. Happy will hand it off now to Eden. Eden attacks left side. Shot is up blocked by Toth. The rebound taken out of there by Renzi. Renzi will get it up across half court. Bounces it off to Squibb. Squibb will drive in. Tough floater. It's up and good. Olivia Squibb has 9 now here in the ballgame. 57 to to 29. Lead getting near 30 here. And now Toff, who has played really, really well since coming in here in the second half, comes up with the steal. Olivia Smith steals it back. And then is going to be bumped and fouled as she looks to attack the rim. She'll head to the free throw line. That foul on Jenna Subert, going to be her third. Team foul number three on the Wildcats here in this fourth quarter. Olivia Smith, 4 of 8 from the line. Make it 5 of 9 as the first one's up in. Good. 57-30 right now. Kennedy Toft will check out. Kerrigan Wink going to check into the ballgame for Glidden-Ralston. Ava Minahan set to check in as well. For Peyton Trudan, second free throw up, no good. I've got Bryn Renzi now with 4 rebounds. She'll push it down. Ball is loose. Snyder gets it over now to Squibb. Squibb drives in, gets it to Renzi. Renzi dump pass over to Snyder, left side. Snyder back off to Renzi. Renzi's going to drive in. Elbow jumper of left side up, no good. Snyder with another rebound. I've got her with 7 of those. Back to Renzi. Renzi drives in, feeds it into Kerrigan Wake. Shot up good with the left hand. It'll count. She'll head to the free throw line and get herself a chance for the 3-point play. First bucket here tonight for Kerrigan Wake. Olivia Smith going to check out of the ballgame. Eden Smith just picked up the foul on that. That's her third, but Olivia will check out as Ava Minahan checks back in. Kerrigan Wake, a 64% free throw shooter on the season. And the free throw on the way. It's up, no good. Rebound going to be tracked down by who else? Bryn Renzi. Bounce pass over to Squibb. Squibb's runner left side up in. Good. Olivia Squibb with a bucket. 61 now to 30 in favor of Glidden-Ralston. Eden Smith driving in, lost it, gathers it in near the right block. Goes up with a tough shot over 3 defenders. And able to get that one to fall. She's got 7. 61 to 32. Jenna Subert off to Allison Snyder to Squibb. Left side top of the key, brings it over right side. Now to Subert. Subert's going to penetrate in. Left-handed scoop shot is up in. Good. So Jenna Subert will extend the lead to 63-32. Tom Kennedy clearing his bench. Eden Smith driving in. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds, but it'll be a whistle and a foul. Going to go against Glidden-Ralston. So for Peyton Jordan, you're going to get Isabella Hirsch checking into the ballgame, along with Madison Roper. Isabel Rice into the ballgame as well. Again, Maggie Reed injured. Glidden-Ralston bringing some new players in as well. Brianna Hartwig and a senior checks into the ballgame. Also checking in is Kate Bergmeyer and Braylee Coase, another freshman. Eden Smith's jumper off the baseline up in good. Eden Smith with another bucket, 63 now 34. Wildcats have it with Hartwigson. She'll bring it up top. Bounces it off now to Snyder. 2 minutes left in this one. Bounce pass in. Stolen away by Eden Smith. Eden with the steal. Her second of the ballgame. Gets it across half court. Penetrates in. Ball's loose on the floor. It's still rolling. It is picked up that time by Hirsch. Off to Olivia. Her three up top. Up no good. Ball will bound over into the Peyton Jordan student section. It'll be Glidden-Ralston basketball. Hope checking into the ballgame. Her first appearance here tonight. 5'7 sophomore again for Glidden-Ralston. Bergmeyer to inbound it. Get it off to Coase. Back to Bergmeyer. Bergmeyer to bring it up across half court. Works it over to the left side. Hands it off to Coase. Coase picks up the dribble ball. Strolled in away by Eden Smith. And the layup on the other end is up in good. Eden Smith with the steal and the layup. That'll make it 63-36. Kate Bergmeyer will bring it up. Isabella Rice going to check back into the ballgame. And we get a travel call going to go against Glidden-Ralston. Isabella Smith checking in now for Olivia Smith. And Bella Areola, 5'5 freshman, checking in for Glidden-Ralston. Eden Smith. Lobs it down into the corner now. They work it to Roper. Roper, a 5'3 senior. Good to see the seniors getting in. Eden Smith with it. Now over to Rice. Rice back up to Eden. Eden's three on the way up in good. So Eden Smith hits the three. 63 now to 39. Under a minute left in the ballgame. So Glidden going to advance. They'll take on IKM Manning. We got another steal for Eden. Her layup on the other end is up and good. So Glidden Ralston making a nice run here in this fourth quarter after the reserves came in. Another near steal. In. ESAC boys down 47-21 after three. That's to Ridgeview. That's one of our boys' contests tonight. IKM Manning winning it here tonight, 66-20 against Arweva. So Arweva season comes to an end. Isabel Rice with the steal. Her layup is up no good on the other end. Braley Coase comes up with a rebound. And now we get a whistle and a foul as Madison Roper comes up with the steal. 26.5 seconds remaining. Roper going to head to the free throw line, and the Peyton Chernan student section over here really cheering hard for her. They're hoping Roper gets on the scoreboard. Has not attempted a free throw yet this season. Get our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up at the conclusion. The first one is up, just a little bit short. Again, both coaches and a player from each team expected to join us. Second free throw on the way up. Off the front of the rim. Happy with the rebound. The ball is tipped back into Happy's hand. Shot up no good. Rebound taken down by Hope. We get a whistle and a... Nope, no foul. Just a travel call against Peyton Chernan. Lynn Ralston should be able to run out the clock here with 20.2 remaining. Kate Bergmeyer is going to bring it up. So Glidden will move to 13-9. They'll advance. Peyton Chernan will end their season at 4-18. Bergmeyer over to the right side. Dribbling it back and forth up top. Hands it off now to Coase. Over to Areola. That's going to slip through the fingers and go out of bounds. It'll be Peyton Chernan ball with 2.4 seconds remaining. Glidden Ralston will end it, I'm sure, with 63. They're not going to try and steal anything here. So they'll finish up with 63. Ball comes in to Eden Smith. She's going to fire one up at the buzzer. It's up no good. Hope will come up with her second rebound. And that's going to do it. 63-41, our final score here tonight. As Glidden Ralston advances, downing Peyton Chernan in Class 1A Region 1. Our Mackey Motors tailgate's next right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate here tonight on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined here by, of course, Olivia Squibb of the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats as they advance 63-41. Olivia, congratulations on the win here tonight. You and I were just chatting. You felt a little nervous coming into today. It's that first postseason game, yeah. But it looked like you and the girls settled in pretty well.
Yeah.
What did you do well tonight?
I think we, first half we were a little slow. Second half we came out and we really, like, we hit two threes right off the bat.
Yep.
And I think that got us going and started getting us to score in a more consistent rhythm. We got a little crazy sometimes, but a lot of the time after that we just calmed down. We ran through our plays and we got a bucket after that. So.
What do you think gets you, as you said, a little crazy, maybe playing a little too fast at times?
I think because of how slow the game was regularly, we sped it up because we were trying to go faster and faster, but then it just got out of control. We'd try to pass it up the court, other team hit it, and then we'd hit back and pass it up the court again, just trying to go up the court as fast as we can.
You guys came out and pressured a little bit early in the game. How do you think that helped set the tempo tonight?
I think it got it faster for us, and it really slowed them down, but also sped them up too. Had them make more mistakes without us even really trying to. So.
You've done such a nice job on the glass all season tonight. I had you working hard in there again, just a couple of rebounds tonight. But what has it been for you, especially on the offensive end, kind of working so hard on the glass this season?
It's easy. It really, you're facing the basket, they're not. Beat them one-on-one, and you are at the rim already. So, and then hopefully the bounce goes to you.
I thought Peyton Chardin kind of out-rebounded you girls for a while tonight. How'd you fix that in the second half?
Yeah, first half we weren't boxing out. Second half we got talked to in the locker room at halftime, and we needed to box out. So we all needed to find a girl, put our butt in them, and then we could all go for the rebound after that.
You got to Ikea Manning now coming up on Tuesday. You said that you've done some out of, you know, school work with Anna Stengel, who plays, of course, down there. What do you know about that Ikea Manning team?
They got big girls. We don't. So we're going to have to really focus on working inside on defense, getting big, as big as we can at least.
Right.
Because we're all the same height. But really just focusing on them and then them and not letting them shoot from the outside, because I know some of them are good shooters. So.
Well, Chuck, great job out here tonight. Appreciate you coming up. Best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.
You bet. Again, Olivia Squibb joining us. We'll get head coach, of course, Eric Yelly moving in here, and Coach will probably have to get you to slide over one there. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. Congrats. You just heard my interview with Olivia. you played well in the first half. I thought the rebounding is what kind of kept Peyton Cerdan in the game. I had them 23-11 rebounding advantage in the first half. But what did you see from your club tonight, and what did you like?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, our effort in the first half there on the glass was pretty miserable there for a while. But, you know, we came back from it in the second half. We've just got to get started better.
Right.
I mean, we missed some easy bunnies. We probably missed three or four easy bunnies there in the first quarter.
Yep.
That, you know, the game's pretty much out of hand if we make them. And
right.
So we leave them in the game, and they were playing hard, and we got outplayed there for a while. So I like we bounced back in the second half, did some things differently defensively, and, you know, we're able to pull away.
Olivia said it was boxing out. Was that the biggest issue on the glass in the first half?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, boxing out's just effort.
You know,
and there were times we just weren't putting in the effort. And it takes all five girls to find somebody and box out. I'm not saying we were all still doing it in the second half, but we had people probably in the right spots because of the way we were playing defensively and matching up that, you know, we could rebound a little bit better. You know, when we were pressing the first half, we really didn't have matchups. So sometimes you may have a guard on a post or something
right.
like that. And so we matched up a little more carefully in the second half and were able to get on the glass.
You mentioned missing a couple of easy shots there in the first half. You come out in the second half, get those two big threes right away. How much do you think that helped kind of maybe give that offense a little confidence?
Yeah, well, I think that's a good spark. I mean, we needed that, you know. I mean, they hit a couple big threes late in the first half,
yes.
you know, when we just fell asleep and forgot who the shooter was, you know. So,
yep.
But, yeah, that got us sparked for sure. And then, you know, I think just our defensive intensity and just being a little bit smarter with the ball, you know, taking good quality shots. We rushed some shots in the first half. It'd be one pass shot, maybe not the shots that we want in our offense. And thought we did a better job moving the ball in the second half, getting the ball inside a little bit. You know, we needed to get the ball inside
yep.
all night, and we were kind of impatient, and we weren't doing that. So I think that was big for us, too.
I was just going to ask you, your perimeter passing in the second half, or inside passing, I should say, not perimeter, inside pass in the second half was really good.
Yeah, yep, and we thought we had some openings in there, and we weren't even looking at them.
Right.
You know, so we talked about that at halftime, you know, let's look inside, play inside out, or, you know, get the ball in, and then we can always kick it out, or we can attack, and we got, you know, Smith in some foul trouble there, too, doing
yep.
that, so that helped out as well.
Cam Manning, you kind of anticipated that. Now Tuesday night, you got to go down there. Olivia just said they've got some size, they've got some guards that can knock down some shots. What do you
yeah.
know? How much film have you seen on them, or have you even had a chance to watch any film on them yet?
No, yeah, we've been watching some. I've watched a couple games. My assistants are watching games, so we'll watch more now, of course. But, yeah, you know, they're a well-coached team. I mean, he's been at it a long time.
Right.
I mean, way back when I was on the other side of the state, we played against
yep.
each other, so... You know, I know him well. I kind of know their system, and you know, they'll do a good job. They're going to be ready to go. We're going to have to make sure we're ready to go.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the win tonight. Best of luck on Tuesday.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. Head Coach Eric Yelley again with the Clinton-Ralston Wildcats. I see a few Rockets waiting for us. We'll try to get them to slide over here into the postgame area here tonight as well, and we'll get some thoughts from them. We'll see if who's coming over first. Is it going to be Ava Minahan jumping in here first? Get a chance to talk with her, and we'll have her slide that headset on. And Ava, appreciate you joining us here tonight. Great effort out of you again defensively on the boards. I think I had you for 7 rebounds tonight. So talk about the effort that you and the girls played with, especially on the glass tonight.
I think we played with a lot of effort tonight, and we really tried our hardest. Didn't end up going how we wanted to, but I think we did pretty good.
Every time they looked like they were going to kind of build on a lead, you girls went on a run. Where did that kind of that no-stop, no-fight mentality come from?
Definitely our coach, Tom. Bring the juice.
Is that what he tells you to
mm-hmm.
do before the game?
Yep.
You play that way all the time, though, especially defensively. What is it about playing defense and rebounding that you seem to really enjoy?
I don't know. It's just really that, like, intensity and adrenaline, and just give it your all and go.
How did you feel like you guys played defensively tonight?
I think we played one of our best games defensively. We've really improved over the season, especially from last year. And
yep.
I think we'll have a good season next year.
Yeah, talk about the growth that you saw from this team from the beginning of the season to where you girls are at now.
Especially with our having Eden Smith starting as a little freshman. I can't wait to see her like continue the next 3 years. It's going to be incredible. Seeing her play as a freshman now is insane. I could never do that as a freshman.
What did you see? And being a leader with this young group, because she's not the only young kid kind of playing for you. So what was it like being one of those leaders and trying to help those young players?
It was really inspiring, honestly. Be able to be there and support them when they're going, when we're down like this, and be able to help them get them through it, and seeing them score and seeing that light in their face when they are doing well. It's really nice to see.
Well, I tell you what, I've enjoyed watching you play with the effort that you play with, so I appreciate you coming up and joining us, and great job here tonight.
Thank you.
You bet, Ava. Minahan again joining us. We do have Eden Smith waiting. We'll slide her into the postgame area here, and we'll get some thoughts from her here tonight. Eden, you just heard Ava say some nice things about you. How does that make you feel?
I'm pretty happy about it. I'm happy how the season went. It sucks that we ended it a little early, but we'll get better and learn as we go next year.
Speaking of getting better, where do you think you grew from the beginning of the year as a freshman walking onto the varsity floor for the first time to now having a whole year under your belt?
At first I was definitely scared, playing up against people 2-3 older, years older than you. It was definitely a little scary at first, but, definitely just learning to attack and stuff.
Speaking of attacking, talk about how you tried to attack their defense tonight.
I just kind of tried going to the hoop. Coach always tells me to go drive at them. I get a little nervous sometimes.
Why is that?
Bigger.
You'll get bigger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you with this, when you're driving, what are you kind of looking for to try and figure out? Do I pull up? Do I take it all the way to the rim? Do I find a teammate maybe cutting or something? Because you do a nice job passing when you're driving as well.
Mostly for passing. I just kind of get scared. I don't want to get blocked, so I just pass it. And I know, working with my sister, she'll be right there. Just working with the girls a lot.
You had a really nice flurry there late in the game. Kind of talk about, get going on a run and helping your team kind of rally a little bit late.
Definitely just not knowing or, not giving up till the end. Leave it all on the court. Knowing when to read the girls, I guess you can say. It's just, something you learn along the way.
You mentioned Ava talk about how she can't wait to see you and the rest of the girls play. You lose Ava out of the starting lineup as a senior. Madison Roper, who played late, also one of those seniors. But for the most part, the entire core of this team coming back. So what's the mindset you girls need to take into the kind of the off season to get on to a really good start to start next season?
Just even working well, even more meshing well together, just working with everyone. Getting along.
I tell you what, I think you're going to be fantastic. So great job tonight and all season long. I've enjoyed watching you play and looking forward to next season.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Again, Eden Smith joining us here in the postgame. We've got head coach Tom Kennedy. We'll slide him over a chair here as they'll slide in here where the headsets can reach him. Coach, appreciate you coming up. Really good effort, I think, out of the girls. No quit in them. They played, as you heard Eden say, all the way to the end tonight and did a fantastic job. I loved the way the girls rebounded for you in the first half. I had you with a 23-11 advantage on the boards in the first half.
Yeah, our effort has been really top-notch most of the year. Every game, there's some games you when you're sick and we've had some flu bugs and all that, but the effort has been, tremendous all year. Defensively, I think, is where we've made the most improvement. I think if we want to get better, we've got to get better offensively.
Right.
Got to find a way to put the ball in the hoop a little more. That's where our struggles come. But effort, I never had to question that. When you have somebody, it's just been a joy to coach Ava Minahan.
Right.
I talked to her. Not the most gifted scoring athlete or basketball offensive skills, but had to have her on the floor because she played with so much effort. So I really, it's fun to coach kids like that, and that's way. And she, the team just kind of followed her, and that's fun to see when somebody plays that hard, and then to have everybody else follow along.
Coach, especially, you don't find many kids, even if they're not, as you said, maybe the most gifted offensively, that just work as hard as they do on the defensive end. That's got to be a great kind of a sign for the younger kids about what they can do and what they can be good at.
Yeah, it's that's a good example, and that's, we got to continue to play really good defense, and and to get better. But, you know, and so this summer they've got to get in the gym and put some shots up and do that stuff so we can be better. But you got to start. It always starts on the defensive end first. So we've kind of hopefully can keep on building on that and then score some more points.
Where did you, I asked Ava this because she talked about, you know, especially Eden getting better as the year went on. Where do you think this team improved as the season went on?
You know, we started to move the ball a little better. We got a little more offensively. We were pretty balanced later in the year. I mean, we still need to score more points, but our scoring, we were getting a lot of contributions from Eden and Olivia and Kalia. And, you know, even had Ella have a really good game the other night. So we had a little more balance this year. I mean, we've got to get it a little better shooting percentages and stuff like that. But the strength is we've got good talent, mm-hmm. I think, that can get better. But we've got to get in the gym, and that's where it really starts. If we want to make that big jump, you know, it's got to get in and shoot and pass and dribble, because we started getting better. I would say the thing that improved us most the second half is we started limiting our turnovers. We still turned over too much, but we were turning it over at a really high clip, and we got better. Presses didn't bother us as much. It still gave us problems, so that's where we got to get better for next year.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun to catch up with you. Appreciate all the time and all the results you send us and stuff every night. So thank you for everything this season. I think it's going to be a fun off season. You'll be busy coaching softball.
Yeah.
But I think you've got a great core next year coming back.
Yeah, and we really appreciate, you know, the support. It's not a lot of places get to have their games on the radio, and we really appreciate it. I know the girls really enjoy that, and you do such a good job of, you know, really – being good to the kids, and they really respect that. So I do appreciate what you guys do for local sports, and I think that's really neat.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Kennedy again with the Peyton Sherdan girls basketball team. They fall here tonight again as their season comes to an end, losing to Glidden-Ralston in the regional action here tonight, 63-41. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. We're going to run you just through the scoring for both teams unofficially. For Peyton Sherdan, Kalia Minahan with 5, Eden Smith and Olivia Smith both with 16, Ella Tassler with 2, and Chloe Happy with 2. They go 6 of 17 from the free throw line. For Glidden-Ralston tonight, Cassidy Wink with 8, Olivia Squibb and Jenna Subert both with 11. Allison Snyder with 5. Chloe Peters with 13. Bryn Renzi with 9. Kerrigan Wink with 2. And Kennedy Toft with 4. The Wildcats go 8 of 15 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. And I'm going with a young lady tonight that kind of did everything really well for Glidden-Ralston. Bryn Renzi tonight. Unofficially, I've got her 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. So Bryn Renzi is our Culver's player of the game. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight from Glidden. Thanks to everybody over here at Glidden. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to all of our sponsors tonight as well. That's going to wrap up our coverage. Glidden-Ralston winning here tonight again as they advance in the postseason, downing Peyton Sherdan by a final of 63-41. Have a great night, everybody.